Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo! Welcome in to the House of L podcast. We are brought to you by the fine folks over at Aurelio's Pizza. Man, it's the sauce. As I record this, like sometimes like I plan out, like, oh, well, you know, here's some of the things I want to get done this weekend, and one of the things I want to get done is make my way out to Aurelio's and get a pizza. You ever do that? With meals, you'd be like, yeah, Sunday would be perfect for that, or Thursday would be perfect for that opportunity to go to a place that I like. So I'm thinking that might be the move for tonight. It is blazing hot, though, so maybe not. We'll see. But anytime that you go to Aurelio's, you're going to get yourself a good meal. The cheese, straight out of Wisconsin. Sausage, they grind that right there on site. The sauce, so sweet. It's really good pizza. AureliosPizza.com. We love our partnership with them over here at House of L. And we thank them for everything they've done for us. It's a really important time period that we were in. And I'm so happy that Aurelio's jumped in as a sponsor for us that allowed a lot of things to keep going in the right direction. As you may have noticed, there have been a lot of episodes dropped in the last week. I think we dropped 4 episodes last week, and that'll probably be the way things go for a little while. There is a trip to Montreal that is going to take place. We'll see if I feel like posting some stuff before then, but I'm going to try and do shorter episodes more often, if that makes any sense. There are still going to be interviews. I'm lining up a couple of them soon, but I've already like taxed my friends enough with these hour-long interview sessions that I think are really good. So I'm hitting up some other people, but there's other stuff that I want to talk about, and being that I don't have a solo show anymore to do some of this, this is the place where we're going to do some of that. This is the reservoir for some of that. So I had a really incredible experience on Thursday night, and I wasn't sure how the experience was going to go. The experience was doing my first comic book signing. Now, the book's not out yet. It's still a few weeks away from hitting stores. And I need to do this more often. I need to tell you, I'm working on a book, an established book. This is not me creating a book, although I did help create a character. The name of the book is called Radiant Black. And you should catch up on it. It's really good. And seeing Kyle Higgins in his element was terrific. Seeing the work that he's put in, and I've got the first volume. I'm actually looking at it right now. It's so cool. And it's great because basically where the book starts off, we went to the bar which the book is based on. You know, like Kyle is from Lockport, and he reps Lockport really hard, and he reps it in the book. So there's a meeting at a bar in Lockport, and we were at that bar. in real life, and that was on Thursday. So the place in real life is called Embers. And, you know, I went out to go see my parents. My parents are out in the South Burbs. So I was like, I'm going to go see my parents first, and then I'll head out to Lockport. I hadn't been out to Lockport since high school. And I remembered it because I was driving down, and I'm like, oh my God, I remember this diamond. There, where the Lockport Porters play. I remember playing travel ball that summer before my senior year. I remember going out in the summer and repping Homewood because they split up the teams. Like, Homewood had a team and Flossmoor had a team. I believe our colors were black and white, NWO, and theirs were blue, like gray and blue, even though the school colors are red and white. But I remember going out to Lockport to play baseball, so it was kind of a cool thing to drive. I drove like Laraway Road west and then headed over north towards Route 7. And it was cool. Like, it was, the drive itself was actually kind of cool, seeing how the southwestern suburbs have grown over the last 25 years. Seeing where the pockets of population are is pretty crazy. But I didn't know what to expect. Like, I'm a noob to this. Kyle asked me to be a part of Radiant Black. And again, catch up. Volume 1 of Radiant Black is a trade paperback. Like, it'll catch you up, and then you can catch up with all of the subsequent issues. But I got to do a backstory of one of the characters, Radiant Yellow. I got to help create his origin story. Now, all of this fits inside a bigger thing that Kyle is doing. And the more I hear him talk about it, the more excited I am for him. Not necessarily for me. We'll see what I end up doing and how much more. I've got some ideas about some stuff that I want to do. And Kyle has allowed me to, he's opened up my mind to think about doing storytelling. Now, I've got an idea that I actually think would be good for a television series, but I don't know people like that. So I'm debating whether I'm going to write this thing out or if I end up doing a serial on House of L of this story. And sometimes those are the best ways to go about creating your own content and intellectual property. Sometimes, like, you want to establish it and then you can say, hey, look at this podcast. It's been listened to by 5,000 people, and people seem really interested. And then someone says, well, why don't we turn it into a comic book, or why don't we turn it into a series or whatever? But I think I have a really good idea. Like, I'm nailing down some of the, there's one short story that I already have written, but there's another thing that I think would be, it has a bigger, more Afrofuturism twinge to it, that I'm curious to get out to the world and figure out. But I'll talk to Kyle about that. But seeing what Kyle's doing with this is incredible. And seeing his impact, I wasn't sure, like, what to think of this. I kind of thought it was just an opportunity for those of us who have been working on the book to meet each other and to hang out a little bit. And then when I got out there, I realized that that was incorrect. There were a bunch of people who made it out to Lockport and Embers and Lockport. And I got there and I was put to work. They're like, yeah, sign this. I'm still working on my signature. Like, I know how to write. Like, I sign checks. I don't write rhymes. I write checks, right? Is that the Puffy line? But when it comes to having a memorable signature, I found myself feeling inadequate in signing. So I actually, if you end up getting one of the posters for the Massiveverse, that's why my signature on one will look different than the other, because I was literally trying stuff out. And I think I figured it out now. But it was wild to walk in. Like, it's Lockport. I don't really know anybody there or anything like that. And I walk up and I feel like there are people, you know how like you're going to a place and then you can kind of feel that other people are going to a place. And I'm walking in with people who are legit fans of Radiant Black and legit fans of the Massiveverse that Kyle and the other creatives are putting together. And the whole thing is wild.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
It's so there's four books inside of the Massiveverse, and they're all connected. Radiant Black, Rogue Sun, Inferno Girl Red, and Dead Lucky. So I have the poster that we signed. You know what? I'll just make it the thumbnail so you can see it. But the poster that I signed is this, and it was weird. The other thing that was weird was being out of context. Here's what I mean. I'm used to, in a small way, being recognized at things that have to do with sports, and specifically things that have to do with Chicago sports. I'm used to that. I enjoy moving into spaces where I can be anonymous, partially because of my anxiety, which I've talked about on other episodes of the podcast, but also I want folks to shine, and I don't like being in a position where what I do on the radio can cloud whatever other project that I might be working on. I don't want other people to feel uncomfortable. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. But it is cool when you see some of this stuff happen. So I'm sitting there talking with Kyle, and a lot of times I can be fairly anonymous until I speak. And then people will go, oh, you're the guy from the radio. So that happened with one of the fans of the book. And it was cool. Like, the guy was super cool. He freaked out because he was like, oh, wait, I thought that was going to be you that was working on the book, but I didn't realize it was actually you. So we got to talking, and he asked me about the White Sox and wanted to know about Bernstein and all the other stuff that usually goes on. And it was cool. I also ran into, shout out to my friend Prudence. I hadn't seen Prudence in years, and she just happened to be at the same bar that night, like out here being a cheer mom. And I was like, hey! She's like, hey! And that was a cool, like, that actually gave me a lot of comfort and eased a lot of my anxiety, so I thank her for that. This thing that Kyle has created, that he and the rest of the creators of the Massiveverse have done, man, it's so exciting. And I know I've been on a bunch of these Zoom meetings. I've talked to a bunch of the creators, and they're so passionate about this space. And Kyle's really good at bringing in people of all types and all over the world to make his vision clear. So seeing him with an opportunity to succeed at this and seeing the reaction with C2E2 going on this weekend, seeing the reaction that people are getting from him just being in town is dope. Like, it's really dope, and I'm super happy for him that this is a thing. So if you are someone that enjoys comics and you like stuff that has local, I'll tell you right now, in issue one of Radiant Black, there is a Bears Easter egg that I think every Bears fan will enjoy. So just know that that's a thing. And if you go get the trade paperback, it's here. I can tell you right now, I can find the page for you. It's literally on page 5. And you're going to see it, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to be like, that's the way it should have been. But I like that everything that I've brought up, like if I brought up, hey, we should think about doing this with the character, and we should think about this going forward, has been super cool. And it's been a collective. I don't feel like I've been shouted down. I don't feel like because I'm a noob that my contributions are small. I like the cooperative nature of this. I'm glad that Image Comics is giving us an opportunity to do all of this stuff. And I hope that we can do even more with it. And if you look on the first page of it, Robert Kirkman said super nice things about what Kyle is doing. So all props to him, man. But it was a bizarre thing for me to walk into that space. Also, I threw a bunch of stuff on Instagram, and I guess I'll do some more. I did some stuff on Twitter. By the way, you can follow me there at Lawrence W. Holmes on both Instagram, Twitter, and now TikTok. But even the layout of the bar, there are 3 different floors to the bar. There's a speakeasy in there. And Kyle had these rooms decked out. The artists that have worked on Radiant Black have done an excellent job. There's a blue light issue, and they've done so much with blue light in the second volume of stories with Radiant Black. It's beyond, like, all of it. Like, I am blown away by being a part of this. And that's what was so difficult. Like, I was sitting here geeking out at all the cool shit that we were doing, and Kyle's like, well, like, you're one of people. And I'm like, I know, but it doesn't feel like I'm one of the people. I'm geeking out, and geeking out is all right. Like, it's totally all right. But it was an incredible experience. I met a fan named Tori, and Tori and I were talking about everything in Radiant Black, and it was cool because Tori doesn't know what I do, and it didn't matter. And it was great. It was great to have those conversations with people that dig on this massive verse that Kyle is putting together. And I hope that it honestly gave me, I kind of want to do a signing now. Like, when issue 18 comes out. So right now, issue 16 is in stores. So we're probably about 6 weeks away from issue 18 getting into stores. I wrote on issue 18. And I'm thinking about, like, doing a signing at my comic book store in Hyde Park. Maybe I'll do something at, like, Lassen's Tap in Homewood or shoot, you know what? Why don't I do it at Aurelio's? That there's an idea right there. Now I just got to talk with Joe about it. They got a big room in the back. We can totally do that and eat pizza. That sounds like a win-win-win. See, talking some of this stuff through actually gave me an idea for not only the podcast, but for what I'm doing with Radiant Black, okay? And it's Radiant Black. There's also Radiant Red, Radiant Yellow, Radiant Pink. They are all characters inside, but the story is called Radiant Black. And you should check it out. Go get the trade paperback. Go to your favorite comic book store. They probably have it, but if they don't, say, hey, man, I want to make sure that I get Radiant Black like every month, or I want that trade. It's an Image comic book. If you go to your comic book store, they usually have it sectioned off. Here's Marvel, here's DC, here's Image. So it's in there. So go get it. And it'll be great. Yeah, now that I think about it, that Aurelio's idea for a signing is top-notch. And you got to be on the front side of that. Thanks to everyone who came out to Embers on Thursday. Thanks to Kyle, Michael, Matt, Stefano, everyone involved with the Radiant Black team for welcoming me and making me feel like I was a part of the team. And I will keep you informed on when this signing is going to take place. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.